I tend to take words to heart and believe in the power of the pen over sticks and stones, so the language of politics can be difficult to bear. But once I mostly stopped my prescriptivist worrying and learned to love the linguistic bombs, political discussions became a bit more tolerable. In that light, the last year or so has been, dare I say, unprecedented in terms of renewal and invention. In close contention for this week's word were the now standard Antifa and kleptocracy, the painfully accurate broflake, the mysterious milkshake duck, the meme hashtag MeToo, and most of all, the immortal coinage Covfefe. But I just couldn't squander this chance to ponder a political word on a tiny-handed typo, so I've chosen instead an old wine and a new bottle with dotard, D-O-T-A-R-D. You might remember dotard, like most you might only remember it, from Supreme Leader of North Korea Kim Jong-un's address in 2017, in which he noted that a frightened dog barks louder, and said of Supreme Leader of the United States Donald Trump that action is the best option in treating the dotard who, hard of hearing, is uttering only what he wants to say. I became aware that dotard might not be as commonly known as I thought when I had the misfortune of nearly simultaneously hearing both a Fox News guest and Sunday residents at their usual coffee shop table variously pronouncing the word as dotard and dotard in the style of the deplorable term libtard that unfortunately wasn't new to either venue. In fact, dotard is unrelated to the originally Latin retard from which the aforementioned coinage is derived. Dotard is an archaic word for a fool and imbecile, particularly one whose mind is enfeebled by age and senility. The root of dotard is dote, used nowadays almost solely in the phrase to dote on or dote upon, having transformed over time from meaning someone who is irrational and deranged to someone who is excessively affectionate, if there's a difference. Interpreting the written word as dotard seems to say more about the reader than the original speaker. But what about that speaker? It seemed immediately strange to me that Kim Jong-un would use a word whose usage peaked, and I use that adjective loosely, in the 1820s. If readers knew the word dotard at all, it would likely be from the plays of Shakespeare, or if they were really fabulous, J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. Both were inordinately fond of the word and its derivatives such as dotage, which Shakespeare has the villainous Goneril employ multiple times to describe King Lear, and which Tolkien likewise uses to describe the Lyrish king Theoden. As it turns out, Kim actually used the word nukdari, a Korean term that literally translates as old lunatic. Responsibility for the Shakespearean turn of translation lies with the Korean Central News Agency, or the KCNA, whose reliance on very old Korean-English dictionaries and a penchant for stilted, archaic English translation in general is well known enough to be the basis for a variety of internet rabbit holes I encourage listeners to explore. At any rate, I'm glad to see the revival of the word dotard, which deserves the love and will soon enough be applicable to me. While we're at it, might I put in a plug for the brilliant, and in my own case likely even more accurate, portmanteau anecdotard, meaning an old fool addicted to telling foolish stories? For more on dotards and mimerkins, the unexpectedly unrelated word dotterer, and proof the word isn't that archaic from writers such as Hilary Mantel and J.M. Coetzee, browse on over to katexic.com/KUAC.